It is my opinion and personal experience that minimal sedation is an oxymoron when it comes to children. You will often need more pharmacological restraint, and with that comes inadvertent deeper sedation. So the question is, could you rescue the child from the known complications and side effects of deeper sedation? Signs of deeper sedation include snoring and/or obstructive breathing. They're not just sleeping anymore, rather heavily sedated. They are no longer responsive to verbal commands or stimulations. Vitals will initially be stable, but will surely decline as the respiratory depression ensues. In order to rescue this child, you must be proficient at airway maneuvers, positive pressure ventilation via an Ambu bag, placing an oral airway, and administering reversal meds if warranted.